Thank you for tuning in to Lighten Up with Jen and Sherry. This show is an invitation to let go of what's holding you down, laugh more, and love like crazy. If you've tuned in live to this episode, please call in now and be a part of the show. Our number is area code 646-200-0825. And now, flying solo for today is our hostess, Jen.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Lighten Up. I'm Jen Halterman, and I'm happy to be with you today. Sherry is not on the air with me today, but I think there's so much to talk about. This is kind of my realm of, specialty or magic or whatever you want to call it. And so I am very happy to be here with you today and to invite you into this conversation. This kind of opens up a new level of communication that I have not been bringing to Lighten Up. Not because it's something I hide, but because it takes things to a different level. And so I wanted to be really intentional with sharing this topic, and I, quite honestly, I felt like it was time. It's not that it's right or wrong. It's that now is the time for me to start talking about this topic and to open up the conversation about this. Now, this topic may not be for everyone, and I understand that, and I honor and respect that. This is just a perspective, and it is my experience, and if it's not true for you, just don't listen. That is as simple as that. That is my request, that if it's not true for you, that you just simply go, all right, I don't agree with that, and go your way. But if you are curious, if it is something that goes, wait a minute, there's something in this, I invite you to stay in curiosity, and the reason curiosity is so important to me, and I believe to the world, is when we go to conclusion, we put in a period and at the end of whatever it is we've concluded, and that thing no longer has any possibility of showing any more possibilities or expansion or changing. Conclusion is where people who are afraid of change reside. So if there's a lot of resistance to change, it's probably because somewhere along the way you chose to live in conclusion, probably because it felt like it provided safety for you. It probably gave you a sense of power, or that you could have a guarantee, and so you felt like conclusion was a safe place to be. And so I wanted to make sure I said that right, but conclusion was a safe place. And here's the thing. You are not here to be stagnant. Your life is not about finding the safest bubble you could possibly be in and staying there for your lifetime. Your life longs for expansion. And my experience as a psychic, as a coach, working with hundreds of people, thousands, tens of thousands of listeners, is that somewhere within each of us, there is a knowing. There is a knowing when we go to that place where we kind of pump the brakes on our life, on the power of our divinity, and we pump the brakes so that we do not have to get too uncomfortable in that space of expansion. And this topic, it's one I'm so passionate about, and I'm being really intentional because sometimes when I get talking about this, I just kind of go, and I'm just letting you know that today I am opening up to any guidance that comes through my soul, anything that wants to channel through me to share with you that perhaps those who are listening now and in the future will hear the message that the divine wants to be shared. That this is beyond just Jen Halterman's opinion. This is actually me saying, what's the contribution I can be? What's the message it wants to come through? And I'm open and allowing it. And so if this is a little different show for you, surprise. And if you are new to the show, welcome. What a great place to join in. So I want to start with soul profiles. I want to explain this not from a sense of absolutes, but from my experience, okay? So my experience of soul profiles is every single soul has very unique combination of attributes and gifts and talents, and you can even consider it that you receive, you know, special training of on a soul level that gives you some knowledge, some clarity in certain areas, certain topics, certain places of your life. And every single soul is different. There is not one way that every soul is. Every soul is different. And so when I talk about the soul profile, I'm talking about when I do a reading for someone, because some people do want to know. Some people don't. Some people don't believe in this, and quite honestly, they're not my audience, so I'm not going to worry about them. But if you are wondering, like, what is it that makes me, and beyond just the color of your hair and your eyes and whether you're right or left-handed or your, you know, taste in food or music, that's what the soul profile is about. That's what that's for. Now, for some people, they go, well, your soul profile is better than mine, and I want to explain that there's a huge difference in that. On the soul level, I'm not talking here in humanity as the ego, every soul knows that every single one of our unique combinations contributes to the greater whole, the greater good, the oneness we all be. It's when we come into this existence, this humanity, this life, that the ego comes in and says, wait a minute, am I good compared to you? And then people start thinking, well, I'm special because my soul has this gift and talent, and I judge that to be of higher value than your gifts and talents. And that's when, as humans, kind of mess it up. That's when we get into the muck. That's when we get into the crap. And that's why I do these readings, is because sometimes when we've gone in and we've stirred the pot so bad that we don't even recognize our soul, we need to know, what blocks and restrictions do I have that keep me from hearing, from honoring, from living into my soul? And so one of the works that I do, yeah, I do soul profiles, but then I also do this essence profiling also, and that is the soul's expression into humanity. Okay, so the soul profile might have the gift of self-expression and the gift of being able to express clarity. And then when it comes through humanity, one person might take that gift of expression and they might channel it through their essence expression of music, while another might do an essence expression of poetry, and another might do an essence expression through, you know, being a pastor or preaching in a church congregation. But it's a unique expression of that gift. And all of those attributes, the way they come together, is what makes us all so unique. So when I talk about soul, I'm talking about without the individual expression through the human experience. When I'm talking about essence, I am talking about how the human expresses that. And I hope that clears that up, okay? Now, what does feedback have to do with this? Well, gosh, I will tell you, when I bring up feedback, I get more resistance to that one word, that one topic. Saying we're going to talk about how we can receive feedback, call it, triggers everybody's fear of being wrong. It gets quite a few people in a frenzy. Yesterday, Sherry and I talked about that on the show, of how in feedback we are so afraid of being wrong, that conclusion again, that we resist it. We don't hear it. We don't want it. We fight it. Our ego says, no, you're not going to make me wrong. So it tries to keep you from that sensation, that horrible discomfort of feeling like you're wrong. Where instead, if we just simply gave our ego a different job, if we were to instill within us curiosity, when feedback came, instead of bristling against, we would go, tell me more. Because we would recognize that feedback is just simply an invitation for a different perspective, and more possibilities are within that, and more expansion is within that. And that feedback is just simply a different point of view, period. It's not your soul's value. It's not your worth. It's a point of view. And if you are not open to a different point of view, you are living in lockdown of I am what I have, I am what I do, I am what people think of me. I am separate from you, I am separate from stuff, and I am definitely separate from divinity. And that is a lifetime creation of fighting and struggling, of living in fear, of attempting to be controlling about everything. And that is a choice you can make. But the people that come to me and the experiences I have are people who want different than that. It's people who say, gosh, I have this sense that there's more. I have this sense that somebody's trying to talk to me and I'm not quite sure what it is. I can't quite hear it clearly. I have this sense that there's something about me that I'm limiting. I have this sense that we're all connected somehow. I have this sense that there's more than just this lifetime. That curiosity is the place that usually I find a connection with people and situations. Sometimes that feedback, you know, in the world, business feedback is like sales and numbers. Sometimes in our business, you know, feedback is the bank account, is where we go to get that feedback. Within relationship, it could be, you know, are we fighting or not? For children, feedback a lot of time comes with a number or letter grade or assessment, a comparison to a classroom, a comparison to siblings. We all get feedback all the time. However, what we do with it is up to us, and we are also unique with this. If somebody doesn't like, for example, if somebody doesn't like, you know, maybe one of my shows, and they send me a message, I'm like, oh, well, thanks for the feedback that you don't like it. But you see, I don't take that feedback as I've got to change so you will like the show. That's none of my business. If I want to apply the feedback to the show, then my assessment of that feedback is that it's a contribution. However, if the feedback is so that you will like the show, my response is, huh, thanks for the feedback. And if you don't like the show, don't listen. It's because this show is a creation. Every single show is a different creation. This show today is totally different than yesterday's show. Very different from last Friday's show. Very different from show number 15, okay? Every single show is its own creation. There's going to be feedback. Some people love them. Some people hate them. Some people try to, you know, monopolize them, steal it, whatever. It's up to me if I'm going to allow that and take that in as a negative thing or as a possibility. I've gotten feedbacks on shows that I've applied, and it's genius. It's so fun. It's such a contribution to my intention of growth and expansion of the show. You see, what we each do with the feedback we receive is up to us. If somebody says to you, you look beautiful today, it is literally up to you what you do with that. You can dismiss it and say no. You can minimize it by putting yourself down. You can justify it by explaining why on earth you would actually look beautiful today. You can be polite about it while inwardly turning it into insults and not enough within yourself. before you could say thank you. I'm curious. What is it that you're finding within me that you are assessing as beautiful? Yes, receive the compliment. Yes, receive the feedback. But then ask a question of curiosity. Yeah? Isn't that freaky? I know. What? Somebody just, what? Yeah. There's a possibility that there's more if you're willing to be curious in the feedback. What about me is beautiful today? It might be a physical trait. It might be an energetic glow. It might be mischief that's sparkling in your eyes. I don't know what it is, but ask. Wouldn't that be a great surprise? So many people are used to their compliments being dismissed and kind of pushed away and minimized. What if you actually asked a question about it? I love that. Okay. So that's about feedback when it comes to the physical level. That, boy, that gets my instigator going. Yeah, I'm going to be asking questions about feedback all the time because I have so much fun with it. Curiosity is actually one of my, I don't know, I think it's an essence quality. I think it's a choice that I've chosen to implement in my personal expression of life. So I would put that in the category of essence. So now, let's talk about the feedback from your soul. Feedback from your soul is your soul's way of letting you know something. Whether your soul is saying, yes, that, feel that, that's recognition, that's remembering, that's alignment, welcome home. And feedback can also be, you're leaving alignment, you've forgotten. Where are you going? You're dishonoring yourself. Feedback from the soul. How do you recognize it? And what is it you do with it? Many people, sadly, there's a lot of human ego. Boy, categorizing, judging, assessing, comparing that has gone and been applied to the soul and its unique qualities, okay? And what this looks like is somebody might, you know, just really be gifted. Maybe they are gifted in music. And in fact, I love The Voice, the show on whatever network it is, NBC. And I love watching that. And there was one episode where somebody came out singing, and they sang. And Pharrell Williams, who is one of the coaches on the show, who I have come to absolutely admire and appreciate his style and the way that he supports those contestants. But he said, what I hear in your voice is, it has been signed by the angels. Right there. What he recognized was that what they were expressing through the human expression of singing was something that came from beyond this lifetime. Now, some people might go into, well, he didn't say that about mine. Well, they didn't say my voice is signed by the angels. I'm not good enough. I don't compare. And it can lead us into that space of despair because now we have left our own unique qualities and abilities and we've gone into judgment. And we're deciding, are we going to resist and react? Are we going to align and agree? Where is my value now? What is my value now? Because my, hiccups. How great is that? Because my experience of my expression is different from that person's experience of expression. And so now mine must be less than. However, when another coach on that show maybe Adam Levine, here's the same singer that Pharrell just referred to. Adam might say, man, you're really amazing. You have a great voice. Whoa, don't ever stop singing. Because he doesn't perhaps have the resonance of connection with that expression, doesn't mean he doesn't recognize somebody's gifts and talents. But it does mean that in his own way, through his own soul, through his own essence, he's having a different perspective. His feedback is simply different. And one of the things about that show dynamic that I appreciate is if all four of the coaches push their button as the game is played, and that contestant then gets to choose and decide between the four coaches, quite often what will happen is they will say, huh, you know, I'm a fan of the music of maybe, you know, Christina Aguilera, but what Pharrell said or what Blake Shelton said or what Adam said really resonated with my instincts, or I got to go with my gut instinct here. I don't know. I'm just really drawn to what they said. It resonated. And then they will choose that connection. That's being curious about the feedback. Because when we get feedback from another human being, we have the opportunity to stay curious in our own sense. Instead of aligning and agreeing or resisting and reacting to the feedback we receive, instead stay in curiosity of what that feedback ignites within us. Our soul is communicating from within us. It doesn't go outside. Yeah, there's resonance. It can resonate. And yeah, we draw in and we can attract all kinds of feedback. And our soul can say, hey, we need some feedback about, you know, purpose or passion or excitement or enthusiasm. And it'll draw in. However, if we get lost in the conclusion and we lose curiosity, we miss the opportunities that are laid before us. So many people want the answer, the capital T-H-E. Sadly, it's on a belief or a perception that there is one way, only one way. And I'm here to tell you that there are so many ways. And even though there may be the way, or the way of the world, or the way of love, or the way of God, or whatever it is, every single soul that interacts with that way is going to do it differently. Every single one of us. That's because our essence shows up with all of our gifts and abilities, interprets whatever it is, and then takes action on it. And it's as unique as all of us as individuals. Ask yourself, is your soul trying to give you feedback? Is your soul trying to give you feedback? Okay. For those of you who say no, okay, great, that's okay. Hang out. Keep listening. And for those of you who say, yes, I think, maybe kind of, I'm not sure, how do I know? Let me give you a few things that I've experienced and I believe to be a truth. Soul feedback never comes with judgment. ever. Soul feedback is judgment free. That means there is no resisting and reacting, aligning and agreeing. There is no comparison to others. There is only communication about you, your expression in the world. Soul feedback begins within. Now that within might start with a knowing that has no tangible anything that can be verified or validated. And then it may breath through your physicality, chills. People call them truth bumps sometimes, goosebumps. It may express through emotions, tears, laughter. It may express through a warming sensation, tingles, okay, in your chest. It may express through a sound that you are unable to contain. It just comes out. It escapes. It's a surprise. It comes with the knowing of truth. I have no mental clarity. I don't have the backstory. I don't have the statistics to prove this to anybody, but I know it's a truth. Sadly, what people do when those truths come in is then they try to prove it or convince it to somebody else so that somebody else will validate it for them, and then they'll take action on it. So a lot of times we'll get these awarenesses and we go, I know this is true. And we'll contact somebody and say, boy, can I tell you something? I think I have this awareness. I think it came from my soul. It came from spirit. It came from divine. And this is what it is. What do you think of that? It's very innocent. Unless we allow that person to go, I don't know. That sounds a little far-fetched. And then we say, you're right, it's probably not true. And if somebody says, I have no experience about what you're talking about, that is amazing. I see you believe it. That's awesome. It's not true for me, but hey, have it be true for you. And if you then say, yeah, thanks. Thanks for the feedback. Yeah, I don't know that this applies to everybody, but for me it's true and I'm going to take action on it. That's another possibility of what you could do. But far too often we go and we say, okay, so I had a dream. Well, maybe it was a vision. I think it actually was a glimpse of divinity. And, well, yeah, so I want to tell you about it. We tell them about it and they go, I don't think so. I think it was just memory. Remember, that kind of relates to this. And I don't know. I don't believe in visions. And, well, have you been ordained to be a visionary? I don't know. I don't think so. Yeah, no, you're not that special. You don't have the right, validation to prove that you would get such wisdom. So, yeah, not so much. It's probably just a dream. It doesn't make you special. And sadly, any even subtle hint of that, even if it comes across as, oh, that's nice, dear. And the individual can go, yeah, you're right, I'm not that special. Who am I to think that I could receive a vision? Yeah, lost my cool there for a minute. Well, that's embarrassing. I won't be telling that again. And in that moment, we decide we don't trust the feedback of our soul. In that moment, we decide, yeah, it's not real. I made it up. And our ego gets to run amok with, yeah, maybe you think you are. Nice try to be special. You know you're not that special. You're not so-and-so. And we start mistrusting the feedback of the soul. So when we have a dream, we say, it was just a dream, it doesn't mean anything. And then the dreams eventually stop being remembered. And then we say, oh, I don't even dream anymore. I used to, but I don't. I don't dream. And this is where we stop being curious about the feedback. I have a former client who, she was having these dreams and she came to me, she wants some guidance, what do I do? And I said, well, you know, you're receiving this much of the feedback. So I suggested that she ask for more kind of signs. Hey, if this dream actually means something, send me something else. Like, you know, universe, show me synchronicities with this topic of the dream. And when I saw her at our next appointment, it was about a week, 10 days later, she came in, eyes huge. Oh, my gosh, she looked about 10 years younger. She was ecstatic. And she goes, you are not going to believe all the magic I've experienced. And, of course, we had a good laugh about that because I am the one person who's going to believe all that. I definitely believe all that. And she laid out how every single key aspect of her dream had manifested into a physical actualization. So there were animals in the dream, not common animals, not trendy animals, and these animals started appearing in different things. There was a song playing in the dream. She had never heard it. That song was playing overhead in a store. The song was playing on the radio. The song came on her Pandora station out of the blue, and she was able to find out what the song title was, that kind of thing. And then there was a message in the dream. She had never heard that message spoken to her, and it was a message that kind of propelled her forward, and she had had that message spoken to her by three key individuals in her life that she did not tell about the dream before our next appointment. So she was like, yep, it was a message. Why? Because I got curious about it, said, hey, I wonder how this can show up in other ways. And I was like, God, this is so cool that you did this. Thank you for sharing it with me, because then I started practicing this too. And so one of the things that I would tell you is ask, stay in curiosity, not conclusion. She didn't come to me. I said, well, that dream sounds like a truth. So now what's your conclusion about it? And now you can take action on it. No, it wasn't about saying you're right. It wasn't about saying, okay, I'm going to say, yes, you're correct. Now take action. No, it wasn't me validating. It was her own curiosity with the feedback of her soul. And so she started using a tool. One of the many things that I love is questions. Not questions to get the how and the why, but questions of curiosity for more. So she got into the question of saying, gosh, that dream was so cool. I want more of the aspects of that dream. And the vibration of the universe, the law of attraction, whatever you want to call it, drew to her more, and that to her gave her confidence in believing that message. Now, she's gone on to actually help people with their dreams. She's years and years later, she now, actually, if somebody says, I need some dream analysis, she's who I send people to because she knows how to help people hear the messages that come through dreams. Okay? She learned that her soul feedback comes through dreams. What form of communication, nudges, whispering is your soul sending you? What do you recognize? How is it speaking to you? It's so amazing when I ask certain questions, and this is soul feedback for me. When I ask certain questions, when they resonate and they go out across the airwaves and they ripple, I feel it. I get the feedback. And that was one of them. Number one, my feedback came as emotion. My eyes are full, tears instantly. It came as chills across my back, across similar to, you know, some people call it wing points or your shoulder blade area, just a little bit of sweeping dance, almost as if a feather went across my back. How is your soul speaking to you? Are you calling it coincidence? Maybe you even give it the credit of synchronicity. Just the other night, it was so fabulous. We were, a group of us were together, and one said, okay, you guys, so all these numbers, I keep seeing these certain patterns of numbers, and it keeps happening. And I've tried to pretend it doesn't matter, but it keeps happening, so I know it means something. What do I do? And she got feedback. She asked for feedback, for support of, okay, I need some feedback. What do I do? Numbers. My soul, numbers are sending me messages in my soul. It keeps bringing my awareness to these numbers. And I know it means something, so I'm asking. Okay? Some people have animals. And I can tell you right now, I'm in my office. I have amazing views out my office window. And everything is really green and lush because we've had 100% humidity for the last couple days. So the plants are happy. And I kept seeing out of my peripheral vision the dancing of a bird. And so one of my soul feedback mechanisms is animals. And so I stood up from my desk right now during the show and I looked out the window. And on the bird feeder, okay, so there is a bird feeder there to call in birds, yes. There are three yellow birds. Now, I don't know, these are bright yellow. I don't know if they're little yellow, you know, I don't even know what the hell kind of birds they would be. I know they're not a cardinal. They're not a woodpecker, a cardinal, or a blue jay, or a robin. That's what I know. I would have to look them up. But when I look out and I see at least two dozen birds around the ground all over, but three yellow birds are on the arches of the shepherd's hook, I recognize that feedback. Why? Because it's the language of my soul. What's the language? What's the language of your soul? All of us have it, and I'm going to go on it's a little detour. It's not extreme. You'll be able to follow, but I'm telling you, when you recognize the language of your soul, and you know your soul recognizes the language of somebody else's soul, for example, Sherry's music, when she picks up the guitar, I can tell what her soul is sending through her based on what it is she's just noodling away at. I can tell if she is in wonder. I can tell if she is deep in remembering and in a space of love and honoring. I So one of the languages of my soul is, and there were times when I would hear a little guitar something walking through a store, it wasn't even a song I knew. I would just hear a little guitar, and I knew in that moment it was just a soul connection between two souls because I recognized the feedback of her soul, and I recognized how it resonated with mine. Is I live very curious about a deeper feedback. My perspective of the world is curiosity. I'm always curious about what is it that this moment is bringing through, not only in the physical realm, but also in the spiritual realm. What is it that these emotions are delivering, what message do they have? What is the message of the ache, the pain, the ecstasy, the bliss in your physical body? What is that feedback? And so to choose to bring the feedback of the soul to the radio show, knowing how unique it is for everybody, it was a little brave. There was bravery involved here. It took some courage on my part. I can have a one-on-one session with people all day long about this topic, but to speak so much in general is a little bit of a stretch. And so what is that feedback? Well, I'll tell you what. The feedback came from my soul. Say more. You're bored. You're bored with the topics that you're limiting Lighten Up to be about. You've taught these topics so many times between, and for those of you who don't know, there was a previous show, Everyday Joy, that has, I don't know, there's hundreds of shows, over 350 shows, I believe. And between that massive archive of shows and then all the shows for Lighten Up, I've taught a lot of topics many times when it comes to what it is that I you know, share with the world through my coaching. And as I was in this conversation in a class that I'm doing, the question came up, what are you good at? Well, what are you great at? And what do you excel at? And I'm really good at things, and so are you. But you know what? My soul said, no, that's really nice. Are you done playing it safe yet? Are you done playing it safe? I'm asking you the same question my soul asked me. Sometimes we get a nudge to get out of that good zone with an opportunity. Sometimes we get a nudge with what looks like a catastrophe, like a divorce or losing your job or the market crashing or, you know, whatever. It comes in many different forms. But sometimes it is literally the universe saying, enough, time for you to make a change. I've been sending you all the nudges. Your soul's been whispering all the feedback. You're not listening. So, kaboom. And that is really where this topic came from. But also where my willingness to stand, I'm not even sitting while I do the show, so if you're on the chat room or sending me messages, I'm not looking. To stand and do this show and say, what's a contribution I can be to this topic? Those who are listening and those who will be listening, what is it that I can express? What can I help them recognize as messages the soul is using to try to get their attention so that they will return to alignment? What is it? What is it? Somebody is not noticing the color pink. And so this is what I just saw. Color pink. Quilt squares comes up for some reason. That's interesting. Quilt squares. The color pink. It's a softness, and the soul is sending this because it wants you to remember your gentleness with yourself when you allowed yourself to be vulnerable as a little girl. Whew. Whoever that goes out to, will you receive it now? Will you heard it from another source? Are you missing your childhood innocence, gentleness? Feedback. You can still say no. It's up to you. So one of the things that I do with curiosity is I go, and I say this a lot of times, and what I do is I make a sound, and it sounds like, And I say that sound with so much resonance that it vibrates the roof of my mouth up through my sinuses up into my head. So do it with me. Yeah, I know. People in your office might think you're crazy. They'll get over it. It's okay. Did you feel that? I made my lips tingle. And then I follow that with, I wonder. I wonder. That's it. Don't add anything else. Allow yourself to wonder. Because far too often we ask questions because we seek a conclusion. We ask questions because we want to know a how or a why or a what. But what if you allowed yourself to wonder for 5 minutes a day? And in that time, you just allowed whatever feedback to come in, to come to your awareness and float through your awareness. And then you asked again, I wonder. I wonder. I wonder. If you will add that one practice to your day, you will change your access and connection with feedback, and also you will expand your comprehension of possibility and creation. Because when we stay at a conclusion, we stop ourselves from going up to our head and only using what we know for sure because we've experienced it or there's been proof given to us that we bought. And if we will stay out of that space and be open to whatever it is that's beyond our intellect, beyond our reason, imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. The feedback of the soul is as unique as every single individual there is on the earth. So if somebody gets feedback in one way, you can wonder, do you get feedback that same way? And if you don't, just allow it to go. Don't go to conclusion about it. Don't go to right or wrong or better than or less than. Just simply, interesting. That's an interesting, different experience they're having. Not everybody is here to agree. In fact, we are not here to all be the same puppets with one master. We're not. And if we can stay in curiosity and allow our souls to bring forward our gifts and abilities and that knowing that comes from beyond the realm of this life to come through as a possibility of what we can contribute through our humanity, the impact we have on everyone, not only ourselves, but on everything and everyone has the resonance. It vibrates from the divine instead of the ego. And that resonance, that vibration, bringing that to the world, to this existence, the impact, I don't even know what the impact would be. I'm not seeking a guarantee of what it would be, but I do know that every single time I can even consider everyone showing up to be the true contribution that they be, I am overwhelmed. I am overwhelmed with a sense of love and possibility. I'm overwhelmed with a gentleness that is so strong, overwhelmed with a sense of fragrance that is loving somehow. I don't even know how to explain it, but it's a fragrance to me. And you know, when I reach my limit, when the feedback from my soul says, hears this feedback and when my humanity, my human body, my emotions, my intellect can no longer contain that feedback because it is so much more vast than my limitations I place on myself, what happens is literally I run over with tears. I overflow with laughter. I overflow with humility. I overflow with all that comes through. That's my experience of soul feedback. That's my experience of when I allow my soul to bring the possibilities through. Is it feels like I'm overflowing with it. And my choice is, instead of having it stop with me, I share it. I share it on Periscope. I share it on my radio show. I share it on my social media. I share it in emails. I share it with friends, conversations. I share it everywhere that I can. Because if that feedback reaches one other soul and that soul recognizes it and says, yes, yes, we've been waiting for this. I told you this was coming. Now it's here, and you have an opportunity to do something with it. Well, that's not up to me to decide. I just know that if it's overflowing, that means that it's more than for me, that it's to pour forth, to go beyond me. And so sharing it is how I choose to do that. When you have that sense, there's something I'm not getting, I don't quite understand. I feel like there's something to be fulfilled, but I don't really know what it is and how to do it. So I feel locked down in this sense of I'm getting frustrated and maybe I'm not doing it right or maybe I'm not going to fulfill something or whatever that is. If you go to that place, do that exercise I gave you of, I wonder. Loosen up the grip of right or wrong, good or bad, by going into curiosity, going into wonder, and then being open to whatever wants to come through your awareness, whether it is a bird outside your window, or a song that comes to your mind, or an image, a sensation in your body, whatever it is, be in allowance of it all. And when it feels not mediocre, not kinda, and definitely not when it's a hell no, but instead, when it resonates with an enthusiastic, yes, take action. Even one little teeny step, but take action. That's the gift of the feedback. This is a different feedback. Sometimes when feedback comes in, it can feel like, oh, dear. I do that. I am reluctant. And if you don't know what that is, read the book Illusions and the story of the reluctant Messiah. But I am a very reluctant voice at times. Whether I choose to show up like I did today and share the message that's coming through, or whether I choose to say, I'm not ready yet, not this time, no, is up to me. If I judge that to be a wrongness, then I can go into that space. But if I judge it to be, that's just not right now. No, not right now. Then it's not a rejection. It's just, okay, I'll come back around at another time. Just because it comes through doesn't mean you have to jump. Sometimes it's a nudge. Where's your alignment? Are you honoring yourself and others? Are you holding yourself and others in high regard? Yes, you can take action on it. But sometimes just the awareness alone will change your vibration and change how you choose to interact so drastically that you'll be surprised with how easy change is. Not something to take with heavy burden, but instead, just let it be. Let it come through. Let it be gentle and easeful. Your soul and the aliveness it sparks in your essence expression of who you are is so contagious to the world. It sends out ripples without any effort on your part when you're in alignment. And that is my intention, is to be an instigator of that aliveness. Be an instigator of curiosity and wonder. Spark that enthusiasm, which is God within, or soul within, divine within. You are connected. We all are. Whether we recognize it or not is fine. But we are connected. It's like the roots of the trees and the grass and the flowers. Through a smile, through music, through rocks and stones and things of the earth, nature. We are connected. Even beyond this lifetime. And we can receive the feedback or we cannot. It is up to us. And so I hope that in this show you've heard not conclusions, but instead just an invitation to get curious. And if your soul is trying to give you feedback, just maybe find a way to listen. Consider if you're willing to take action towards that feedback. See if you're willing to do anything to nurture your alignment with your divinity. It's up to you. So thank you for being here. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the show, especially those of you who have listened all the way through, those of you who are listening in the future. So nice to connect with you, and I appreciate you being here because I do feel like you're here in the moment that I'm also recording this. No matter when it is you're listening. Thank you so much for being part of Lighten Up and my day. I hope you stay curious. All right, stay curious, my friends. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Lighten Up with Jen and Sherry. To find out more about Sherry's craniosacral and massage therapy practice by checking out her website at www.bodywisehealthcare.com. BodyWise is nourishment for the mind, body, and being. If you're part of an organization that could benefit from my dynamic, engaging public speaker for your next live event, or if you'd like to find out more about her programs offered, Jen can be reached at her website, www.jenhalterman.me.